On this week's Arts Page, the National Gallery of Jamaica's first Sundays, and later our Poet Laureate feature. Stay with us. Since the start of December 2015, visitors to the National Gallery of Jamaica have been enjoying Explorations for Masculinities, an exhibition which features the works of Isaac Mendes Belisario, Edna Manley, Archie Lindo, Ebony G. Patterson, and several other artists. However, because the last Sunday of March is part of the Easter holiday, the National Gallery has revised its program called Last Sundays. Instead, patrons will be offered a special package on April 3, dubbed First Sundays. This will include performances by Sharita and four exhibitions. Apart from Masculinities 4, the event will include selections from the permanent collection, recent acquisitions, and a small tribute exhibition to Barrington Watson. Now, more on Sharita. In January, Sharita released her first mixtape compilation, Take Two, which she says is a musical documentary commemorating her 10-year anniversary in music. It features previously released singles such as Reggae Is Life, Come Find Me, and The Reason. A passionate performer with a powerhouse voice, Sharita was a semi-finalist in the BBC's The Next Big Thing competition in 2007. Sharita tells vivid and deep stories through her songs. She has also penned lyrics for a number of artists, such as Romaine Virgo's Beautiful, Tyrus Riley's Let Peace Reign, Marcia Griffith's Bear and a Girl, and Etana's Warrior Love. But with such a prolific career as a songwriter, why has Sharita officially launched her own career as an artist?
I've been doing solo projects for a while. The initial push came from a few friends, Dean Fraser, Taurus Riley, Dwayne Stevenson. And for many years, they encouraged me until I think in 2010, I actually decided to start working on some solo projects. I have many talents where music is concerned. It's what I do best, and it only makes sense for me to just utilize all those talents.
Sharita is no stranger to local stages like Sting, Reggae Sumfest, and Jamaica Jazz and Blues Festival. She has also performed in countries like Poland, Romania, and Germany. She will be the sole performer on this First Sundays, a show highlighting the masculine gender, what makes a man a man. And she feels she will fit right in as part of living art.
I think what makes a man is what makes a woman. The more we celebrate our femininity, the more we are celebrating masculinity. The complement of my being there, I think, is what's going to enhance that masculine energy. Behind every strong man, there is a good
woman, that's who I let to be. You seem to be. Doors will open to the public from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sharita's performance will begin at 1:30 p.m. Admission is free and guided tours will be offered. The gift and coffee shop will also be open. Donations are welcome and will go towards the exhibitions and subsequent Last Sundays. Regular programming will resume at the end of April. The next Last Sundays event on April 24 will feature the opening of the digital exhibition, which will showcase works in digital media by local, regional, and international artists. Every last Friday, we feature one poem from our poetry books. Here is But Oh by Lillian Allen.
But Oh, by Lillian Allen. It's true, you have a long-standing craze and play at immortality way too often. You believe in loving without mercy. I believe in love with no regret. When we are together, we deceive ourselves that we are the moment. Some days with you are like eternity. Don't know when it begins, can see no end. But oh, 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 your smile provokes a poem in me, and I would love to make a revolution with you.
Join us on the last Friday of April to hear another poem from our Poetry Books feature. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a happy and holy Easter weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.